What it do, what it do, what it do. Hey, peeps. How's your Wednesday? It is Wacky Wednesday, the first day of May. What a wonderful day to bring it in. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope you had a chance to enjoy the view. I hope you were outside, basking in the sun rays. You know how we do. Did y'all miss me? I missed y'all. No, seriously, I did. We're going to talk about heavy issues. Why is the world so angry? What is going on with society? Let's talk about it. It is Coffee with Queen. What it do? I got my coffee. Yep, I sure do. It's late. I don't care. I can drink coffee all day. I don't know about you. I got my opalites, my crystal. These are my best friends, you guys. Besides people that I don't know, like you, that listen to my podcast, I really have crystals that are my friends. That's so crazy. I know opalite, though. If you don't know anything about crystals and crystal healing properties, Google it in your free time. When you're not listening to a podcast, my podcast, Google it. And I have opalite right now. It's pretty. It's like a little unicorn milky color. She's beautiful. It's like subtle. But it's like enhances the third eye chakra, yada yada boom. If you're big on chakras and you know what that is. Spirituality. That's me. That's Queen. This particular stone in itself, it just improves my communication levels, you know? It releases any energy blockages. Let me get started. How was you guys' day? I hope it was dope like mine. And I actually took the time out to listen to a podcast today. Strange, right? I don't typically listen to podcasts because it seems odd to me to sit and listen to someone else speak. I appreciate you guys. You guys are the real MVP. If you're new, subscribe. No. But I listened to a podcast today and it caught my attention. This podcast was 58 minutes long. It caught my attention, though. I listened to the entire podcast. The name of the podcast caught my attention, too. I'm like, yo, dope. But they were talking and it was all about women empowerment. Sort of kind of similar to the same drift I'm on. It's a co-host show. Two women, dope energy, dope vibes. It just fueled me. So if you're looking for something to fuel you in between Coffee with Queen, check out Pod Nasty Women. Dope, right? Pod Nasty Women. PODNASTY Women. They're on Apple Podcasts as well. Check them out. Pretty dope. Let me cut it out before I sound like an ad. And this is what it's not. I missed y'all, though. Seriously, I wanted to fill y'all in on what I was doing, listening to different podcasts and just being me. But we're going to talk about something else today, something quite heavy. So I had to get some funny out of the way. We're going to talk about the state of society. I swear to God, I'm OCD. You know this already. But every time I open up the news, it's something bad going on. Why? What is going on? I don't understand why it's so much negativity everywhere when, I don't know if y'all know, we have the power to change it. We can do right. We can get it right. I'm going to sing in a minute because I'm absolutely stuck on the fact that you have the power within yourself to make the world a better place. Start a trend. Be nice. It's simple. Play fair. We learned that in kindergarten. There's no reason a 15-year-old boy has to kill himself because he feels like he'll never be accepted by society. Pretty much a society who doesn't even accept themselves. People are mean. Society has become a big sea of mean girls and jocks. Why though? Y'all know we can do better. We need more kindness in our life. Let's talk about it. I hope y'all got them cups. Let's just get it right tonight. Let's talk about it. Yeah. Like, add a dash of kind to your coffee in the morning and like stare it around and tell yourself, I'm going to be kind today. You know what? I used to walk around in life saying how much I'm not a people person. Like, people are bat-ish crazy and I don't want any parts. So I buried myself in my own madness. I was an extrovert, introvert. Follow me here. Yes, extrovert, introvert. Extrovert because I'm always outspoken. I'm outgoing, pretty adaptable by nature. I choose just not to do that anymore. I just didn't want to be around people. I even showed it my children. I'm like, nope, you won't take these. You will not taint my children. But it was kind of horrible. I got used to being alone and I was by myself. It was boring. That's why I'm podcasting now. I got used to talking to myself. Seriously, I just had it all wrong. The objective wasn't to like shield myself, reserve myself. I needed to share this dopeness with society. And that's what we all need to do. Create more trends, more positive trends. Being kind was something easy for me anyway. Like I always said, I wanted to change the world. I wanted to do that positively. It's easy to do. I wanted to create a place like Pleasantville, you know, like the little movie, the little white picket fence, the lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop. Yeah, that theme music. I wanted all of that playing. It's just like a place where people look after one another, like your neighbors help without hesitation or acknowledgement. Anywhere you look, it was a smile. Seriously, it was easy to do, and it's obtainable. It's just possible. We need more people to believe that. Even after growing up like Annie, I call myself the orphan Annie, but even after growing up like Annie, I still believe people could create this happy, pleasant world. And of course, not all things is happy-go-lucky, but you get the drift. To me, the formula is kindness, consideration, and love. Simple, right? I wouldn't say simple, not necessarily. Because that pleasant perception of society changed quickly. Look where we're at. Youth committing suicide. Boyfriends killing girlfriends. Girlfriends killing girlfriends. Children killing children. Bullying is an epidemic. It's just poison. So that changed quickly. And as I started to get more independent in my life, I mean, that changed. All the happiness changed to all my life I had to fight. Like, seriously, word. The world that I was experiencing was not Pleasantville. It was everything but. I mean, people are angry. Why? For what? Think about it, y'all. I mean, my parents, grandparents, their friends, your friends' parents, all of their grandparents, everybody that you know at one point in time was angry and still are. Black people angry at white people for ish that happened years ago. Black people angry at the church for taking all their money so they can't survive. Then they're angry at the parents, the grandparents. They're angry at the parents because the parents aren't raising the children. And then they aren't raising the children like the grandparents did. Parents angry at the grandparents for raising them wrong. And then they're angry at the kids for even existing, but they created them. Anger. Angry birds. White people mad at black people because they're black and they were told to hate blacks. Angry because women love women, men love men, black loving whites, enemies, friends, like it ain't no end. It's just angry, 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 angry everywhere you look. The unhappiness. This is not anything anybody would want to be a part of, right? I know I didn't want any parts. I started to cut people off. I stayed to myself. I mean, I mingled with a few people here and there, but not many. I gave up on Pleasantville. But in an essence, that wasn't me for real. That really wasn't what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be an old lady in a shoe with 1,000 cats rocking back and forth on the front porch during a thunderstorm alone. Boring. I didn't want to be her. Fast forward. 2019, I tried again, and I'm still currently trying. I'm talking about after living and maturing, clearing up my vision with the Opalite, I tried and tried to like give folks a chance. I'm like, we got to give people a chance here in society. And we've got to exhibit what we want to see. Make some friends. Be kind. Be dope. Spread positivity. I had to change the way I thought about people. Yeah, people were angry. But people are angry for valid reasons. But does that make it okay to stay that way? Perhaps people just don't know how to change. Change comes from within. I believe it. There's no reason that anyone should feel like they're not accepted in a society that they exist in. And their existence is what's going to keep this society efficient, or sufficient, should I say. Let me sip on some more of this coffee. No, follow me here. Follow me here. It's Coffee with Queen. I hope you're sipping and you're still with me. It's going to take more than anger. Death to anger. That gets us nowhere. But bodies, ain't that what y'all call it? That gets us death. Think about it. Whether directly or indirectly, you have people harming themselves because of the way that they're being treated. Is that cool? No. But what can you do about it? I mean, do you wake up every morning, or do you even wake up and tell yourself, I'm going to be evil today. I'm going to destroy somebody's day. Is that what you do? I don't think so. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. I don't think that is how we operate. But do you wake up and tell yourself, I'm going to intentionally make someone's day? Think about it real quick. Think about it. Anyway, I started to meet new people, new type of people, a different kind of people. It's 2019, and dope people like me do exist. Kind, supportive people. People who really do believe that every little small thing counts. You never know how you can help the next person with a small gesture. If we focus less time on the negative and the things in the past, think about what you can do about it. Put more time on the fact that you have the power to do something. Do something big by doing something small. Be kind to one another. And that may spark something dope, something epidemic. Think about it. How would things be if gays really felt free? How would things be if blacks felt no differently than any other race? Or people of color, minorities, if they felt like the majority? How would it be if people of authority really did protect and serve, and they did just that? Crime would probably be at an all-time low, and the community would feel a lot safer, and things would be a little bit more in check. I'm not saying that everything is going to be rainbows, sunshines, butterflies, and unicorns, but I'm saying that it's possible to get things back on track. Think about it. How free will one be if they knew that someone would be there to pick them up when they were down? Perhaps it wouldn't take them so long to turn things around. Who knows? I'm just tired of all the hurt and the negative that we see every day. I promise you there's a better way to change things. Be kind and considerate and love one another. It's possible. Realize they hurt people. It's true. They really do. So what's really deep down inside of you? Even that pain can be fixed. You just have to be willing to understand that people, places, and things change. You don't have to walk around angry. You don't have to walk around imposing your beliefs on others. Just accept things and people as they are and realize that everyone is not the same shape or color. Everyone isn't going to like the same sex. Shucks, everybody may not even like sex. I don't know why. But seriously, you got to understand, you have the power to be that change. We shouldn't have to read about negative things every time we go to the news. It's bad enough our president went out and flipped over 60 tweets because the fire department endorsed someone else. I'm not about to go there. This is not political. I don't do that on this podcast. But I'm just saying, where there's a will, there's a way. Be kind every single day. Yeah. Think about it, though, seriously. No, seriously, we all have it within us. Even though darkness may have made it try to fade away throughout life, you all have that spark inside to be kind. Find it. Once again, it's easier to be nice, and that's the only way we're going to get it right. it's no reason why a 15-year-old boy, and I keep speaking on him because I saw that article before I even pushed record, and I'm going to stop referring to him as a 15-year-old boy. You can Google it. You can research it. It's Nigel, 15 years old, gay, wasn't accepted. And his mother stated that he would often come to her and say, I wish that I was could be normal. But what's normal? We don't define normal in society. It's not up to us. Our job is to not judge. Our job is to be accepting and to be kind. Death to the mean girls. Death to all the jocks and all the cocks and everybody else that want to be a-holes. We're team kindness. Make sure everybody that walks in this society with you feels accepted. You have the power to do so. We can make this a pleasant place. It may not be Pleasantville because it's real, but we can definitely make it a pleasant place. Let's do that. If you're new to the podcast, subscribe, rate, and review, please. Follow me on Facebook. Look at me, Face Queen. And I'm definitely not about to edit that out. Follow me on Facebook at Coffee with Queen. We can finish the discussion. Follow me on Instagram at The Real Alpha Queen. It's been dope. Until next time, holla at your girl.